This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Starting Sunday, RTD trains and buses will run at full capacity across Metro Denver. RTD's Maria Supecki says the agency is also restoring some services, including more limited and regional bus routes.
There is a modest increase in ridership, and we do want to make sure that we address that. We also want to improve on-time performance and increase service reliability.
RTD expects ridership growth to continue through the summer as more people return to work and events. Despite an ongoing drought in western Colorado, river rafters are preparing for a normal rafting season. CPR's Miguel Otorola reports.
The Colorado River Outfitters Association is anticipating strong water flows for most rivers through the middle of August. That, along with warmer summer temperatures, means a greater demand for rafting across the state. The association is relying on rain increasing at the end of the season in order to sustain those water levels. The only areas where levels are expected to be low are the Taylor and Animas rivers on the western slope, which is under drought conditions. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
And the Denver Nuggets are on the brink of elimination from the NBA playoffs. They lost at home last night to the Phoenix Suns, who the Nuggets now trail in their series 3-1. The first team to get 4 wins advances. The bright spot happened before the game when Nuggets star Nikola Jokic received his trophy for the NBA's most valuable player. Game 4 is in Denver tomorrow. And you're listening to CPR News.